الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. So in the final position of the prayer, in the final fard act of the prayer, is when an individual leaves the prayer. And the sunnah or masnoon method of leaving the prayer is by saying salam. And yesterday we covered how there's some opinions that say one, some opinions that say both sides, some opinions from hadith that mention lifting the head first. So we covered that yesterday. So today, now we look at what is the salam. So technically speaking, again, without going into details, a person can exit the prayer without having saying salam. But it's a wajib to say salam, actually. It's not a fard. So what is the salam itself? Why is it so important? When a person begins at takbir tahrima, the mashayikh and ulama, they mention that when they say takbir tahrima, they are raising their hands and they're throwing the world behind them. They're putting the world behind them and they're entering themselves into submission in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's called tahrima for a reason, as we mentioned earlier. The reason is that we're making everything haram upon ourselves that used to be halal. Speaking is halal, it's haram in the prayer. Eating is halal, it's haram in the prayer. Laughing is halal, it's haram in the prayer. Walking is halal, it's haram in the prayer. All these things that were halal are now haram in the prayer. Just like meeting one another is not only halal, but it's very much recommended, it's haram in the prayer. When a person enters into the prayer, their focus has left the entire world. It now is only on their interaction and their conversation, their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, when a person now completes the prayer, they now enter back into the world. And anytime we greet or we meet people, we enter into the presence of someone, what do we say? We say salam. So the fuqaha mention that when we say salam, when we say salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to our right side, we're saying salam to the angel on our right, the believers who are on our right, and the believing jinn who are on our right. And we say, and if the imam is on our right, towards the imam as well. And when we say salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to our left, we say to the angel on our left, the believing humans on our left, the believing jinn on our left, as well as the imam if he's on the left. And the imam, when he says salam, he first turns and gives it to this side of the congregation and the other side, and those right behind them are included as well. That's always the question. How do you cover those behind you? It's included. Now, there's a very interesting principle that comes from this. And that is that even exiting the prayer is not free from a focal point. You know, when we finish something, you know, if you ever see a person who finishes his race, often he just falls in a heap. He's done. I'm just done. But the prayer is not the end. It's the beginning of something. Because we say salam at two points. When we are meeting people and we're leaving from their meeting. So now we're leaving from our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that greeting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the exit, came in the attahiyyat. At-tahiyyatu lillahi. The verbal praises and greetings are for Allah. Was-salawat, the physical acts of worship. Wal-tayyibat, the financial acts of worship. They offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've already given that towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we made dua to Allah. We've exited the prayer. We're now coming back to our interaction with the people. Now when we come back into our interaction with the people, right away what do? We follow the verse of Quran. Wa-idha tahiyyitum. فَتَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ فَإِذَا حَيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ that when you greet a people with a greeting, فَإِذَا حَيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا that you give them a better greeting, or at least return what they greeted you. Here we're saying salam. We're now greeting people. We're giving the greeting that Allah Ta'ala has commanded upon meeting people. We're leaving the prayer. And this is our first interaction with a human being. We're saying salam. So even upon the exit, now what I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned it here, I mentioned in the khutbah once, that when we're saying, we're not saying salamun alaykum. Like the angels say, salamun alaykum bima sabartum. This is the greeting for Jannah. But this is not salamun alaykum. What is this? Assalamu alaykum. That alif lam has a big difference. Salamun alaykum merely means peace. Assalamu alaykum specifies this peace potentially, or makes it more general, as you would say, because alhamd, when you say alhamdulillah, it qualifies all the type of hamd. Assalam qualifies all the types of salam. But more importantly, what does it do? We're greeting a person saying, Allah be with you. Because assalamu alaykum, Allah is assalam. So now we're leaving the prayer, and we're entering in our interaction with the world, beginning with the greeting as prescribed, ordered in Quran, prescribed in hadith, and with the deep meaning that may Allah be with you. And then what do we do as soon as we say salam, Allahu Akbar, we glorify Allah again. What does Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran? Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir. So, when an individual, the Prophet was told what? To glory, to proclaim the greatness of his Lord. As soon as we say salam, now we entered back into this world, we greeted those around us, we've exited from the prayer, we're proclaiming the greatness of our Lord, and what are we recognizing about our prayer? The deficiency of the prayer. We say, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So now, when, I'm sort of getting into tomorrow's talk, so I'm going to cut myself off before I go too deep into tomorrow's talk. When we leave the prayer, we're technically taking all of the benefit that we gained from the prayer. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, we're entering back into this world. Now, if that prayer was empty, we're coming into the world with nothing. And if that prayer had some benefit, then now we're coming back to people as a means of benefiting them. And so this prayer, the ending of the prayer is very strong. Because we say at-tahiyyat, we send salawat and Prophet ﷺ, and we make dua. And the dua that I mentioned that day was the dua the Prophet ﷺ had prescribed to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. I mean, out of all people to give that dua to. I mean, I don't want to go into that talk again, but out of all people, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's prayer, such a prayer that the people of the Quraysh would prohibit him from praying outside, he was told at the end of your prayer, say, Allahumma inni zulamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I wronged myself. So now, of course, we need to make that dua even more. But when we leave the prayer, we should have gained some benefit. And now we're saying salam, that we go back into the world, go back to society, go back to people with that benefit that we gained. You know, all of us who were sent here from the house or came on our own accord, we just went shopping for our spiritual groceries. If we go to the grocery store and we come back empty-handed, think how upset the family gets. I sent you out, you're out for a half hour, what were you doing? I was comparing prices, I got caught up in my cell phone, I forgot. None of those excuses would fly. We're coming back from the house of Allah. After meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a certain way, we have to bring back spiritual benefit. Now when we're saying salam, we're coming back to the people, and if we're coming to them empty, then we wronged ourselves. Inni zulamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I wronged myself a great wrong. And we wronged the people as well. So we have to be very careful. Now when we exit the prayer, it's a big deal. It's a big deal that we're supposed to be taking something back. When the Prophet ascended in Mi'raj to Allah ta'ala, and met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that Allah decreed, what did he return back with? The five prayers, the last verses of Surah Baqarah, there was a gift given to him. When we leave prayer, there's a gift given to us as well. Inshallah, it's a gift of acceptance and a gift of forgiveness. And a gift of spiritual growth. It's like our spiritual gas that's being fueled into our body. But if it was a useless prayer, now the prayer is not useless. There's no focus. And we're saying salam, we're going back to the people with as much harm as we came from them, rather than coming back to them with benefit. So we have to be extremely careful that when we finish the prayer, especially that last dua, Allah gives us one more chance, and we say salam, we're coming back to the people with, inshallah, something to give to them. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who take our prayers very, very seriously. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those that when we enter the prayer, that we leave the prayer better than when we entered it. So that we can benefit ourselves, benefit others, and gain the blessing and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhru da'wan, alhamdulillah.